Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Gemma, thank you very much for that. Now, before the dawl broke for the summer recess, one of the issues debated was whether Ireland should create a commission specifically focused on issues facing future generations. A commissioner for future generations has been in place in Wales since 2016 and has been widely accepted as being a success. The Welsh Commissioner, Derek Walker, is in Dublin today meeting Irish politicians to discuss how well our government is preparing for the next generation and how a similar role could work here. Well, Derek spoke to me just a little earlier, and I started by asking him how to explain just what he has been tasked with.
It's part of taking a long-term approach to how we do government and policy making in Wales. So I'm independent of the government, but I advise them on how they act for the long term and think about the long term. I think governments are notorious about thinking about short term, thinking about the next election, but this is an approach to think long term and act for the long term and act on the big issues of our day, like climate change and nature loss.
So the idea being then that when policies are being made by government, that they would be required to take into account how this might affect the next generation.
Well, it's the future generation. So it's those not that yet born, those that don't have a voice or a vote, and making sure that they think about their interests. So acting for people today and making sure we address the needs of people today, but also doing that in a way that doesn't damage or jeopardise the interests of generations yet to come. So in Wales, our public bodies, our municipalities, our government, our national parks are obliged to put in plans for the long term, not just to think about the short term. And my job is to scrutinise that, hold them accountable for the actions that they're taking, to make sure that they're making progress and to advise them on what more they can do.
So you mentioned climate change is one area, and that would be an obvious one, I think, that people would consider when they're thinking about future generations and how what we do now will affect future generations. What are the other big areas then that you keep an eye on?
Yeah, so it's all about thinking long term. So it's broader than the environment and climate change. It covers nature loss and biodiversity, of course, but it also includes how our economy works or how our health system is working and our health outcomes. So one of the areas that I look at is the long-term trends in terms of health in Wales, and some of those statistics are not good. We're having higher levels of obesity and higher levels of diabetes, and if we continue on this path, our health services might be unsustainable in their current format. So we need to act now to address these long-term trends and turn them around so they improve for future generations.
So some consideration has been given in Ireland to following the path led by Wales and establishing our own commissioner for future generations. And this was debated in Dáil Éireann in the Parliament. It was broadly welcomed, but a lot of TDs said that if it was going to work here, there has to be buy-in from the political system, that people, the politicians, need to be willing to listen and act on what they're being told. Do you get that sort of support within the Welsh political system?
Yes, the institution, the approach has broad support, and we did a lot of work in setting up the Wales model to involve the people in Wales in a national conversation about the Wales we want, called the Wales we want, asking them what they wanted for the long-term vision for the future and how we were to achieve that. So that was a critical part in getting the buy-in of the population of Wales, as well as cross-party support for our approach.
And do you have any powers of enforceability, I wonder, because we do have, this makes me think somewhat of, we've a council here called the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, which was set up some years ago after the financial crash in Ireland to try and advise government on making mistakes like that again when it comes to the economy. And for the last couple of years, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council has given advice to the government, which has not been taken up. So is there any powers of enforceability, or should there be, do you think, for a commissioner for future generations?
In the Welsh model, there are carrot and stick elements to it. So I'm there to advise, I'm there to monitor progress so that government and public bodies are not marking their own homework. I'm there to promote good practice. But I do have the power also to undertake reviews if I'm not happy with that progress, and to make recommendations about what I would expect to see more progress. So public bodies in Wales are obliged to be part of that process and to respond to those recommendations. But largely, I find that people get this. They understand the need to think long term. They understand the need to act on these big issues of our time. And they're keen to work with me to implement the advice I provide.
You have run into some roadblocks, though, in trying to instigate change in terms of how quickly the government are moving to introduce legislation, for example. Is that right?
Oh, that's right. So it's not necessarily about the need for new legislation, but it's about the need for implementation. So we see a mixed picture in Wales. We see some good progress in terms of our recycling rates, for example, and in terms of our transport policy and approach, which puts more emphasis now on public transport, walking and cycling, big increases in spending on rail infrastructure, for example. But actually, in other areas, such as health, we've got more to do. So I made a call when I came into this job that we have to keep on this path. We have to keep pursuing the goals that we've set for ourselves and to focus on that implementation to make sure that we are making a difference now and in the future. And one of the areas that what I've been looking at is in particular the food system. So I mentioned health. Well, our food system creates some of the highest levels of pollution in our rivers, and it also creates climate emissions. We are eating the wrong foods, and that is creating obesity, and our farmers are sometimes struggling to make an income. So that's not sustainable for the long term, and we need to take action to turn that around.
There's often a lot of discussion in this country about quangos and whether or not there's a need for, you know, different bodies sort of that are separate to government but working with government. And just some of those things that you mentioned there, you know, a new transport strategy and public transport and more journeys on foot and bicycle and things like that. Would a lot of what you're describing there not be done anyway as part of, for example, the Department of Transport moving towards better climate measures? Does it need a commission for future generations to try and move in that direction?
Well, we think so. In Wales, we have a commissioner for children's commissioner, a Welsh language commissioner, an older persons commissioner. And this is quite a brave, progressive step by a government to appoint somebody to advise them independently. So government are often not likely to criticise their own performance. So this is an ability for someone to take an objective view and to provide constructive advice about what more they could be doing and to point out where progress is not satisfactory. So it's a scrutiny role, it's an accountability role, it's an ability to push for more progress. That government, you know, they might have blind spots, and I can point those blind spots out and encourage more action.
Can I ask you finally then, you met with officials I know from the Department of the Taoiseach today, and they brought you through their wellbeing framework. How are they doing? What could they do better?
Well, it was fascinating to talk about the wellbeing framework in Ireland, and I was able to share what we do with our wellbeing framework in Wales. And it was really pleasing to see the progress, the positive progress, I think, in the majority of dimensions in the Irish framework. We were able to see some positive, they were able to tell me about the positive progress that was being made. But we were also able to share some experiences. So I was interested in understanding how the wellbeing framework in Ireland influences budget decisions. And I'm very keen to make sure that when Welsh government takes its budget decisions, it looks at our framework, where we could do a bit better, and then takes budget decisions accordingly. So I was able to hear about how you do that in Ireland, and I'll be taking that back to Cardiff.
All right. Well, it's very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for taking the time. That is the Welsh Commissioner for Future Generations, Derek Walker, who is in Dublin today. Thank you.